Country 102.5. Hello, Riley Green, big time ACM award winner.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, already a winner, and the show hasn't even happened.
Yeah, you don't have to be nervous or worry about it. Now you can just sit back and enjoy it.
That's the truth. Now, the ACM Awards tomorrow night, and you got the New Male Artist of the Year. Where were you when you found that out?
I was in Nashville on a Zoom call with some of my management, and Keith Urban busted in.
Stop.
To my Zoom call and told me that I was going to perform on the ACM Awards. So that was a pretty cool way to find out.
That is definitely, when it's a surprise, it's even more fun. And so you will be there. And so, Riley, you're going to be there in person tomorrow night at a venue in Nashville?
I will be at the Ryman Auditorium is where I'm doing my performance. They're performing either at the Ryman, the Opry, or the Bluebird Cafe, and mine is going to be at the Ryman, so that's pretty special there.
I'd say so. The Mother Church, that is very cool. And will they hand you an award, or that's just done all off-air?
Well, they presented me an award. Mark Wills presented me an award at the Opry the other day when I was playing a show, but they, like, sat it on the piano behind me and, like, socially distantly presented me with an award. So it's a very different time. This is going to be a different award show, but I think it'll still be pretty entertaining.
Of course it will. I mean, what else do we have going on? Come on.
Exactly.
And how have you been keeping yourself busy since you can't be on tour, Riley?
You know, just really kind of going back to the lifestyle prior to a record deal of, you know, catching up with family and friends back home and being around the house, getting some little odds and ends done. Obviously, COVID hit when turkey season came in Alabama, so that was a plus. I've been doing some fishing this summer, and bow season's in now, so I'm going to be traveling around doing some hunting. And, you know, it's nice that I spend a lot of time in the woods by myself. That's about as socially distant as you can get.
That's true. Wow. But you also have your Golden Saw series. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Golden Saw was my great-grandparents' house. Me and my granddaddy Buford started a little music hall out there, and, you know, there'd be a couple hundred older people come out every week and play music and listen and fellowship, and I just sort of sat around and watched how they were making chords and learned how to play some old country songs. And the Golden Saw series is just a way for me to kind of shine light on that place and how special it was, and maybe give it a little new light, and you know, maybe have a place for some kids to go out and get their start like I did. And then also a way for me to invite down some country music artists and writers to tell their story about how they wrote these songs and perform and give fans something to, you know, something to watch and listen
to. I love that idea. And where do we find that? On your website? On YouTube?
I'm sure RileyGreenMusic.com will have a link to it. It's on YouTube. But yeah, Golden Saw series should be pretty easy to find. I'm sure my Instagram, Riley Duckman, will have links to it as well. But it's a neat deal. I think it kind of shows through how special that building is in our series.
Well, the song, I Wish Grandpa's Never Died, was certainly special. From the moment we all heard it, we thought, wow. And immediately started getting phone calls. When a song actually inspires someone to pick up a phone and ask about it, like, who is that? What is that song? I have to know. You know, it's special.
Yeah, that song, you know, when I wrote it, I didn't have any visions of it being a hit song on the radio or anything like that. I just wrote it kind of, you know, as a tribute to my two granddaddies. And it was crazy to me to see their fan reaction to that song. And I just had no idea that people would relate to it that much or it would mean that much to anybody else. And it's made it a really fun song to play and a really, really great way for me to get my name out there and gain a lot of new fans through something that I think everybody can kind of relate to.
And I love that you gave them co-writing credits on the song.
Yeah, that was another thing that was kind of just special to me is that they were able to put their names on that song. And that's something that, you know, what more fitting than a song called I Wish Grandpa's Never Died to have their name on something that'll be around forever.
What a beautiful tribute. And are you performing that tomorrow night at the ACM Awards, Riley?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear
that. I think that's the one I got to play.
Absolutely. Well, we cannot wait to see you tomorrow night. Congratulations, Riley Green, on your ACM win for New Male Artist. We can't wait till you can get someday come back to Boston and sing that for us live in person.
I can't wait. I appreciate it very much.
All right. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.